Drova really is for everyone who wants a car or wants to change their car. Drova provides monthly all-in car subscription as an alternative to buying a car through car finance. So the price is all-in, includes the car, insurance, maintenance, everything you need, and you're no longer tied into a 3, 4, 5 year finance agreement, but it's a monthly subscription whereby you can subscribe to a vehicle, cancel anytime, change it anytime, or keep it as long as you want to.
The benefit of a finance deal at the end is that you've got a car. I'd be renting month on month a vehicle with yourselves, and at the end of it, I've just, you know, essentially spent some money.
Yeah, I would somewhat disagree with that. So almost all new cars today are actually not bought, but they are leased, typically using PCP contracts. In a PCP, you don't own anything. You pay a 20% upfront payment, you rent a car for 3, 4, 5 years, and in the end you have the option to buy it, but it's not yours. So really, on the new car side, what we're doing is really just evolution, not revolution. In the used car side, it's a bit different, where really car finance are just personally secured bank loans, where you are fully liable, obviously, and have the residual value risk on your end, but in the end you will own the car. So Drova actually doesn't own any cars, but we're a marketplace company, and we work with various professional fleets, large rental car companies, dealerships, or some of the car manufacturers directly, who we allow to list cars that they have available and market them through our service. Part of our thesis is that professional fleets are really much better owners of cars than individuals are. They can buy in volume, get massive discounts, 40-50% on the cars that they buy. They have economies of scale maintaining these cars, and really allow someone now subscribing to a vehicle to, you know, benefit from those scale effects. And the end price that customers are paying typically is not at a premium compared to other car finance or leasing deals if they go through Drova. It's an all-in price. So psychologically, you're going to pay the car, insurance, maintenance, everything included. And obviously, there's a bit of a misconception that a lot of people just underestimate the true cost of car ownership.
And what if things go wrong? What if the car isn't what I expect it to be? What if there are maintenance issues? And what, I suppose, happens if I damage the car? What if I crash a vehicle?
Sure. So if it's not the car you want, so everything on Drova is monthly, so you can cancel, change your car, or just, you know, give it back. There's no problem with that. All our cars are comprehensively insured, so, you know, if something goes wrong, yes, there is an excess rate with most insurance contracts, but beyond that, there's a comprehensive cover, so the insurance will chip in. If you have damaged the car, you know, put a dent in it or so, again, if it's under the insurance excess, just with any other rental car or a PCP, in the end, the cost of repair is what you're liable for, but not beyond that. And there is sort of, we are a BVRLA member, so the kind of leasing and rental car standards association, and we apply their standards, so everything works like the market generally operates.
It feels like this is coming at an odd time when the people who are perhaps most likely to use this will be younger people, tech savvy, and who aren't interested in owning a car. It's different views of ownership, but also at a time when the idea of owning a car for environmental reasons is changing. This is keeping more cars on the road, continuing that damage to the environment.
Yeah, absolutely. And we actually have a lot of EVs as well, electric vehicles. So where we feel our model is really, you know, we generally believe it's the right model of ownership for cars nonstop, but especially for an electric vehicle, which, you know, for most people who want to switch now, it's going to be the first time in their lives that they're going to have an electric car. And, you know, a sort of 30-minute test drive is not really going to answer the question whether it fits to your everyday lifestyle. So we believe the monthly subscription really is the right model, especially for those vehicles that are really, you know, there are tons of amazing models now coming out, and we hope to really capture a lot of that market share. The other is age, which you very correctly pointed out. So, you know, my parents have, I think, turned over for 25 years or so in the same, you know, a finance agreement every 3 years or so, they get a new car, and that's perfectly fine for them, but it wouldn't be the right model for me. So our customers are by and large in their sort of late 20s to late 30s. I think the average new car buyer in the UK is in his early 50s. So we have a much younger, tech-savvy demographic that we're serving. We obviously, you know, do want to serve everyone, but the combination of having a digitally native product where you don't need to negotiate or talk to anyone, you can really transact online, Plus that monthly flexibility, you know, when your life circumstances, when you change jobs and when you have no certainty, really, what am I going to be doing in 2 or 3 years? Where am I going to be living? If that's less sort of certain for you, I think we got a great option to, yeah, give you a really flexible solution that allows you to get a car as and when you need it. And, you know, from our end, we totally acknowledge that there are times in your life when you're not going to need one, and that's perfectly fine.